William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Night Portrait, a novel of World War II and Da Vinci's Italy, by Laura Morelli. Performed by Reba Burr, Krista Lewis, Paul Woodson, and PJ Oakland. Part 1. War Machines.
1. Leonardo. Florence, Italy, February 1476. A dark shaft in the hillside. In my mind, I see it. Down the long passage, a forgotten recess beneath the city's fortifications, I watch men loading charges of black powder. The best laborers for this task, I think, mine coal by day. These men are used to toiling in the thin air, in the darkness, with the careful use of the torch and the pick. Their fingers and cheeks are permanently black, their breeches stiff with soil and char. For them, what better occupation than in the service of siege? They are brave to advance in the darkness, their lights held high. Quietly, unsuspected, they unload black grit into the farthest recesses of the shaft. When they emerge, the cannoneer turns the wheel noiselessly on its cogs, moving the machine forward into the mine. Citizens scatter amid the chaos and explosions of spewing rocks. The enemy is soon in the attacker's clutches. The design lives only in my imagination, of course. I must admit that. Still, I am compelled to put it to paper. These thoughts, these machines, they keep me awake long past the hour when the sun turns the Arno to gold and then sinks behind the hills. These contraptions fill my dreams. I awake in a sweat, desperate to trap the images on paper before they dissipate like first morning fog on the river's surface. The fact is that I am surrounded by my old room, with its smoldering fire in the hearth, with precarious stacks of parchment sheaves on the table, with inkwells and their metallic fragrance, with oil lamps and their charred wicks, with an ever-shifting arrangement of lounging cats. I have secured the iron latch on my door to deter those so-called friends who might lure me to the taverns. They can have it all. I have more important tasks at hand. If I don't capture them between the pages of my notebooks, they flit away like colorful moths just beyond the reach of my net. Never mind that troublesome distraction of the panel on my easel. There lies my improficient attempt to capture the likeness of a merchant's homely daughter. But she glares at me from across the room, dissatisfied, as she has every right to be. Her father has asked me to make her beautiful before he sends the portrait to a suitor in Umbria. My heart is not in it, if I am honest with myself, but I cannot argue with the remuneration. It keeps bread and wine on my table. Still, the tempera pigments on my poplar plank have long dried hard. I pull the drape over the portrait so that the girl's reproving gaze will no longer distract me. I am anxious to turn back to my drawing. If only I could convince a patron to pay me for my war machines instead of replicating his daughter's profile. Then there are my own parts of my master's unfinished works, an angel and a landscape for a baptism of Christ. The monks have been pestering Master Verrocchio for months. A Madonna and child, uninspired, if I am honest with myself, for a noble lady near Santa Maria Novella. She has written me another letter asking when it will be delivered. How can I afford these distractions when there is so much for me to capture from my own imagination? I turn back to my notebooks. Why the tunnels? They will ask me, these men who think as much of war as I. But I have already thought of that. How the enemy might be surprised when their attackers emerge from the earth to overcome them. They will see that the shaft driving the machine allows it to turn seamlessly, effortlessly, into the tortuous shafts below ground, without making a sound. And when these mines are not being exploded, what treasures might be hidden there from those who might steal them, deep in the underground reserves where there is copper, coal, and salt? We must...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?